Topic 3.13 is to explain how cells become specialized through differential gene expression, producing active mRNA, leading to synthesis of proteins, which in turn control cell processes or determine cell structure in animals or plants. Details of transcription factors are not required at AS. This is one of those specification points that pretty much tells you everything that you're going to need to be able to bung into an exam. Cells become specialized through differential gene expression. That is the switching off permanently, or the inactivation of particular genes. For example, every single cell in our body has exactly the same genotype. Okay. However, the cells that, or the gene that codes for the production of insulin is permanently inactivated in your cone cells in your eye. Just think about why that's really important that that's the case. The cells that secrete pepsin and trypsin that breaks down protein, that gene is activated in the stomach and in the pancreas where the enzymes are produced. It's very much inactivated in the cardiac muscle, again for very obvious reasons. Now, this gene expression, the genes can be switched off through either an internal stimulus, so this is usually some kind of chemical, hormonal or biochemical change inside the cell, or an external stimulus, something that's outside the cell that's affecting the cell. And if this gene is inactivated, then basically, to summarize what you don't need to know about transcription factors, a chemical, a molecule of some sort can bind to the active site on the DNA and prevent the transcription of that molecule, sometimes permanently. Okay, so only the active genes are transcribed. So mRNA is only produced from those active genes. So the ones that have been selected to remain switched on, if you like, are those that are transcribed and then subsequently translated into proteins. Those proteins can then change the structure of the cell, the function of the cell, and the internal environment of the cell, which can then have a further knock-on effect on the inactivation of genes. Some good examples of genes that are switched on and switched off are the hemoglobin genes. The gene that codes for hemoglobin gamma is active during fetal development, but becomes permanently switched off just before birth. Just before birth, the gene that codes for hemoglobin beta is switched on. So adults, and in fact, well, from birth, living humans contain hemoglobin alpha and hemoglobin beta. The fetus contains hemoglobin alpha and hemoglobin gamma. The reason for this is that gamma has a much higher oxygen affinity than hemoglobin beta, and indeed alpha. So that means that the fetus, whilst it's growing, is able to preferentially extract oxygen from the maternal blood supply. This is an advantage to a fetus, not so much of an advantage to a human, especially not a human female who might be planning on having children herself. It would be a very bad thing for both mother and fetus to have hemoglobin gamma. Okay. Some genes depend on single genes with two alleles. Most are multiple alleles, and these are all interrelated to each other. So we can look later on at polygenic traits, which are an interaction of different genes, and these could have really complicated relationships.